I propose we get started because we're already late. So my apologies for the mess for changing times twice, but the Dutch rail is to blame, I'm afraid. So I sent you guys the agenda a couple days ago. The first three items are pretty much standard, I think. Then we have an agenda item for Jacques to discuss the workshop results and the way forward. And then we have an email that we received from Nick Costa Rica on organizing a TLDOps regional workshop. And we'll go through that a little bit. And then I also send you my conclusions of the TLDOps survey that we conducted. Then a bit of a chat about the transition to Jacques as the new chair, and perhaps a discussion on Brad Carr, who sent us an email that he would like to join the standing committee. And then the summary for the communities, which is standard as well. So let's first go to the action points. Let me pull up my... Okay, so we had action point number 43, which was to update the website and leaflet to also talk about learning from each other. And we had a related action point, which is the next one, to also update the leaflet and the website to highlight that TLDOps extends existing incident response tools. So I sent you an update of the leaflet a couple days ago, and also a proposal to make a few minor changes on the website. Did you guys have an opportunity to look at both? Hello?
Quickly?
Yep.
Yeah, briefly.
So do you guys have any feedback on the, I think in particular on the the leaflet, because most of the changes were in there?
To be honest, I looked at the leaflet. I did not look at the previous one to sort of compare.
Okay.
And so, you know, it looks fine to me, but I didn't see didn't really look at the difference. So.
Okay. So, Jacques and Erwin, perhaps any feedback?
I just quickly looked over the red letters and looked all good to me.
Okay. Okay. So there's really not much new in there. I have to look for my copy, which I just found. I basically updated the statistics and added the number of people that are currently on the list, and then talked about what this was supposed to be about, that we extend existing incident response structures and processes, and we don't replace them. And I also highlighted the added value for members a little bit better. And I also included the workshop here and there, so that we also have that recorded somewhere. Okay, so if there's no additional feedback, then I propose that we accept these changes. And then the next step...
Yeah. Can you send the Word version?
I didn't do that?
No.
Oh, apparently not. Okay. Yeah, sure.
You sent the PDF with the red line. Not
the... Yeah, the red line. It's hard to read the red line one as...
Okay, I'm sorry.
The comments, the overlap, the text.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So let me send you the Word document. Okay, so maybe what we should do is wait until the end of next week, and if there is no additional feedback, then we go ahead and accept these changes. And then the next step would probably be to ask Kim or ICANN staff to also update the translations of the leaflet.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Make a note there. Next week. And translate. Okay. Okay. So that at least closes these actually quite old action points, 43 and 48. Then the next one is 64 to share a summary of the TLD op survey. Well, I did that. Then number 65, which is to send the TLD op summary to Wes Hardacre of RSAC. And to be honest, I'm not sure if that makes any sense anymore because it's already been 2 months or something. So my proposal would be to basically just talk to him at the next ICANN meeting and ask if he's still interested in receiving the results. What do you think?
Well, I mean, except that then it's, instead of being 2 months late, it's going to be 3.5 months late or something. We could always send it to him and say, yo, Wes, here's this thing. I don't know if it's still useful to you, but, well, here it is.
Okay.
And then, you know, he can decide whether to ignore it or not. I suspect that he'll just ignore it.
Okay. And I'll just send it to him. Okay, no problem. Then we had an action point for Erwin to contact Greenland once more, if they're willing to join.
I don't have any up-to-date contact information, so I think we should close it for now. I'll just keep it in the back of my head if I hear anything from them to ask them, but it doesn't make any sense to have an open action. But.
So the center guy, the young one with the beard, I forget his name. Damn. He knows the contact in Greenland.
You mean Patrick?
Yes, Patrick. Patrick knows the contact.
Okay, I'll ask Patrick.
Okay, I'll change.
And then we can close it. Yeah.
Coming in, John?
And then we can close it if that doesn't work.
Right, okay. To Patrick Miles, that's his last name, I think.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll keep it open, and I'll set the deadline for the next call, Erwin.
Okay.
Deadline, call. Okay. So then we have 67, which is to map the TLD Ops workshop to incident response handling phases. That's what Jacques did, and we'll be talking about that later on, so we can close that one. Then we had the action point for Fred on the secondary email addresses. He hasn't done that yet, so that one remains open. And then 69, which is to share the summary of the latest call and also update the membership. Sorry, I'll also share the membership update procedures with everyone. Well, I did that, and the membership update procedure is also on the website. Kim put it there, so it's there for everyone to use. So we can close that action point as well. Okay. So that leaves us with three open action points at this point, which is okay. Then moving to the next agenda item, which is TLD op status and operational issues. Kim, any news there?
Just one thing. We finally heard back from .IQ Iraq, from their admin, and so we went ahead and added them. The website is up to date.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I noticed it in the email. So that brings us to 189 members at this point. And that's very good. Anything else, Kim, on that, on the operational issues?
Not really. We continue to get updates for changes of emails and phone numbers, but nothing new.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then agenda item number 4, which is Jacques, discuss the workshop results and set go-forward strategy. Jacques?
So I sent the, actually Scott sent the PowerPoint out with mapping the framework. So we had a little bit of feedback from that. What I like to do is try to solicit more feedback from the community if we actually should spend time to work on that. And then if we do, then put it on our agenda as something to complete collaboratively. That's kind of the strategy.
And the last time we also spoke about how to prioritize the different, you know, ideas and suggestions that came out of the workshop. Do you have any ideas how to change that?
There's a lot of stuff in there, right? So there's an action item that can be extracted from the list of things to do. But I think one of the action items is also to build a framework out of this. And then in the framework, if we map the TLD ops observation into the framework and then we prioritize each one, and that gives us a list of stuff to work on.
Yep.
Prioritize.
Yep. So you would then prioritize per phase, if you will. So priority per identify, protect, detect, and respond.
Yeah. And then pick a couple for each one and then work. See if it's just a few of us doing all the work, then it might not work. But if we do it, get more collaboration, then we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But I think it would be, so we did a presentation of this at the center meeting this week, and I think we agreed that we need something like this. It might evolve over time completely different, and that's fine, but that so the strategy is to move it slowly forward to see if there's buy-in from the community.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I'm struggling with is how we get feedback from the community without having a workshop at the next meeting. So we should probably do something through the mailing list or perhaps a survey or something like that. So a real quick survey, perhaps that also works.
For the next workshop, ICANN meetings, to allocate a portion of time to work on the framework, if that works.
Oh, okay.
Like half an hour dedicated to actually updating information in the framework.
Okay. Make
I think idea. Christian touched on a very good point, which also relates to the next agenda item, is how to move the cooperation between the members forwards without having face-to-face meetings. On the other hand, face-to-face meetings are a lot of work, so I'm not sure what to do there.
Yeah, well, when it comes to the workshop, we decided to do that once a year. That is a bit of work, that's true, but we have all the stuff that we need in preparation for that. We already have that, available, so the next workshop will probably be easier to organize. And I think we can also solicit feedback through other means, such as through questionnaires, for example.
So, this is Warren. I can't remember if we Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Warren.
I can't remember if we discussed this before, but what about just trying to have like a very informal meetup at ICANN meetings? So like during one lunchtime, we'll be like, hey, a bunch of us TLD folks, your TLD ops folk are going to be meeting for lunch at Foo. If you'd like to come along, let's just all hang out and chat. So, you know, it's not doesn't require any organization other than choosing a corner.
Yep. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
So the focus of the TLD ops is to build a contact repository. So building a framework is a little bit out of that. So I think if we all agree that this is something we need, then we should put it in scope.
Yeah. On the other hand, the framework, at least the way I saw it, is something that we simply reuse in order to organize our thoughts and our work.
Yeah.
That's how I understood it, at least.
But so, it's also meant to be. It's also meant to be usable by all ccTLDs to mitigate DDoS attacks. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe I'm misunderstanding, but I don't understand your question or concern. So what is your question or concern about the framework?
Is this something? This is my question. Is this something the community wants? Tell the ops.
Well, yeah. First of all, we have to ask, but I think that, let's say, providing some structure and guidance on, let's say, how to recover or how to deal with DDoS attacks, I think that is something that was explicitly asked for during the workshop, because there were a lot of questions about best practices and that sort of stuff. And this is basically like the high-level view on how to handle DDoS attacks. So in my opinion, this would be a worthwhile exercise to do, and that's, you know, well within the scope of TLD Ops, if that was your thing.
Oh, no, I agree.
So I would simply, let's say, use it to structure our, let's say, work on handling DDoS attacks, and at some point also put it on the website.
Yep.
So maybe we should, Jacques, perhaps we should simply add this topic to the ICANN 59 meeting agenda, and then also follow up on Warren's suggestion to organize an informal meeting, a lunch or something, and then discuss this type of work with whoever is available.
So, Warren, are you thinking the following ICANN meeting when there's more people, or?
Well, I mean, I think it might be worth trying at this one as well. I think we might want to first see what the venue is like. But I reckon, you know, on the very first day, we look around and we're like, this looks like a good place for people to get food. And we just send out emails to the list being like, hey, some of us are getting lunch on Thursday at Flarg at 8 p.m., you know, sorry, noon.
Yeah. Okay.
Come meet us there if you want to chat. So it seems like an easy to do.
Yeah, I think
that's one of the things I got out of the questionnaire, that's having more information, which could be the DDoS framework, and having more also workshops, meetings, and communication, not only one way, but also between the members. And I think especially for TLD Ops, it's within our scope to encourage trust between the members to know each other, not just on having a contract report to look a phone number up, but actually know who you're calling already from the last meeting. So having a way for them to meet.
Yeah.
Which a big workshop every year sounds good, but having some smaller event going on at every ICANN meeting would be a great idea, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
And I also think that the framework is well within the scope of what we should be doing to help people with tools and documentation.
Yep. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to add this to the agenda of the meeting in ICANN 59 at ICANN in Johannesburg, and at the same time I'm also putting up an action point to organize quote unquote this informal meeting at the next ICANN meeting. Just give it a try and see what we can do.
Yeah. So for the ICANN 59, the agenda after AOB. Like would be get the people that's in all the TLD Ops member in the room to actually work on the framework. So if it takes to use the full hour.
Ah, okay. I'm not sure how much time we have currently scheduled. Do you know that, Kim?
We have an hour, 8.
An hour?
An hour.
Okay. So we usually don't take the full hour, so you could, you know, use, I think what you're proposing, Jacques, is to use the rest of the time slot to discuss with whoever is available, the things like the framework.
To review the framework and start prioritizing item in there and doing actually working on those slides and framework.
Okay. Let me write that down. So let's move on to the next agenda item, which is on the regional workshop in Costa Rica. So I received an email from nick.cr, and they're offering to organize a workshop. I forgot when it was.
August 29th?
I lost it. August 28th. Yeah. Organize a regional workshop over there.
It's a Monday, eh?
That's a Monday, that's right. So let's say there are two things here. One is that one of the major underserved regions is the LAC region, so this would actually be quite interesting, I think. On the other hand, going there is also quite an effort. So I'm not really sure how to organize this thing. We could do a remote presentation, for example, but I think that would be less effective. Oh, they're asking for a workshop, right? Jock, what do you think?
A couple of questions. It's unclear from this who exactly they think would be organizing the workshop and how big a workshop. I mean, if their workshop is like, half an hour where people go along and present this is what it is, that's different to doing the same sort of thing that we did in Copenhagen, right, which is a much larger event.
Yeah.
And also is that, we think it would be useful to have this happen and we're going to organize it all. We say we'd like to propose organizing this, but they don't say, and we will do all of the work. So,
No.
Yeah.
I admit that's a bit vague, but they are aiming at is a workshop that we did in Copenhagen, because they're talking about a half day of TLDOff practical workshop. So it's similar to the thing that we did in Copenhagen, as far as I can tell. But they don't say who's going to will be organizing it.
Yeah. If it's simply somebody should go along and say hi and explain what it is, then, that's something that people can do while doing other things.
So they say the workshop can take place Monday 21st from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, I missed that.
But still, the question remains, who's going to organize it? So we don't know. We need to ask Mauricio, the guy who sent us the email.
Yeah.
So
I don't think any of us.
Excuse me, Warren?
Does anybody actually know him?
Yeah, I do. I met him. I met him in Copenhagen.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So it sounds like Mauricio or whoever's going to organize it needs to get together with some of us in Johannesburg and be told how we did it so he can do it himself over there.
Yes.
That's one option, yeah.
Costa Rica, but...
Yeah, because we already have all the material on how to organize it. We have an agenda. We have the list of action items that he needs to go through. So they can organize it themselves. We just need to provide the format and some support. And perhaps we can ask Fred to go there, to physically go there.
And have a list of members, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Yeah, I know Mauricio, too. So.
Yeah, so I think that we should follow Irvin's suggestion, which is to meet up with Mauricio in Johannesburg. Is this something you can set in motion, Jacques, since the meetings will be, let's say, after my term?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can take care of that.
Okay. Make a note.
So I'll reply to his email today or tomorrow and then.
Great, great. Thanks. Okay. All right, done that. Ben, the next agenda item, which is the TeleOps survey conclusions and actions. So let me put up the survey. Here it is. Yeah, so basically what I did is I made a graph out of each question that out of the questions that were that the respondents provided answers to, and you can see them in the slides. And I tried to add a summary, which is on slide number two. And I was kind of struggling with whether or not we should associate any actions with the survey.
I just did. Just a few minutes ago with the... So the things I read here is we need more activity on the list. That means having more people sharing. We've been trying to get that done for a long time. We should do that. And then we need to set up the meeting in Joburg and see if we can do more face-to-face meetings. That's the main point. The rest of what I read is here is we're actually doing quite well.
Yeah, so hold on. For
people seem to value what we did and how we did it. So.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. So they actually, I put up these slides a couple weeks ago, so I forgot the details. I'm looking through them now. Because let's say the sharing of security incidents, that's something that we've been doing all the time and that we're trying to do all the time. So that's not really a specific action that we can associate with this survey, as far as I'm concerned. It's something that's ongoing. So what I meant is, are there any specific actions that we should take based on this the survey?
No, just a meetup in Joburg.
Yeah. Okay. So what I will do now...
Oh, yes. The other thing is both sharing incidents, but also share the security bulletin or newsletter or whatever we did. Might want to bring that back. Some people seem to ask for that.
We only sent one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But things to consider. It's not action items.
No. Oh. So what I will do, I will remove slide number three, which is the committee actions, and then share the results on the mailing list.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Remove slide three. And share. Okay.
Share the result with the mailing list, right? With TLD Ops?
Yes. TLD Ops mailing list, that's right.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Then, item number seven, which is the transition to the new chair. So I didn't have any specific thoughts there yet, except that my proposal, Jacques, would be that at least I do the next call before the meeting, so the next conference call, and then at ICANN 59, we probably should do things together or something. Or you can already take over completely if you want. That's kind of up to you.
Well, I might as well take over there and then
Okay. See
how it goes.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe
okay.
I'll get demoted from chair to co-chair, and somebody's gonna get upgraded.
Okay. Yeah, so if you want, we can do the CCNSO update together, because we have two things, right? We have the our own TLDR standing committee meeting, and we have the CCNSO update. I think that's on the Tuesday or something.
Yep.
And we can do the latter together if you want. You can also do it by yourself if you want. Whatever you
want. Well, let's do it together, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. And then we'll do the actual meeting at the meeting at ICANN 59. We'll simply co-chair it, and you'll be the main chair, and I'll be the co-chair.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, then, agenda item number 8. So we had a message from Brett Carr.uk. He's the DNS lead at Nominet. And he asked if my departure would also mean that there is going to be a vacancy. So I had a quick chat with Jacques about that. We don't necessarily have a vacancy in terms of geo coverage because we have two people from the European region, because Irvin's within the European region. But I do think that, Brett might actually be an added value because my impression was that he had a lot of input during the TLDOps workshop. But perhaps you can also share your thoughts there, Jacques, because I think you know him better than I do.
Well, I've exchanged a couple of emails with him about, he asked me how much work it was and what we're doing, so I shared that with him. And he's interested in joining the working group, so I like him. I think he's going to provide good value. So the process. So is it just a committee that approves new members, or?
Yeah. So far, yes. We have basically the committee is approving its members.
Okay.
Coverage you're missing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Irvin.
Okay, so when I originally joined, I joined as the non-CCNSO member. Since then, Denmark joined the CCNSO. So I'm not sure if we should look for a non-member in time.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Do that, but we at least need to reply to Brett.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We can kick out UK, can't we?
Well, they're leaving the European Union, but not the European region, I would say. Yeah.
Well, they could literally leave the season as well.
No, they're not. Kick them out of the
CCNSO.
Oh, okay, now I got it.
Yeah, they're leaving EU and CCNSO. We can take them in and fill you up.
Yeah.
Also.
Okay. So Jacques replies to Brett. Okay. Cool. Okay, so
I'll make sure, I'll ask him, make sure if he's actually wants to contribute actively, and if he does, then we'll consider adding him.
Yep.
So I want to make sure that if we do add a new member, that it contributes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I don't think we're really limited by number of members per se.
No, we're not.
So if Brett really wants to... I was just thinking if Brett really wants to contribute, then doesn't... We can still add him and a non-CCNSO member, though we don't want to grow big either.
But that would be my concern, that the group gets too big.
Well, not today.
It's not too big. So.
No.
It's not a concern yet, but of course we need to keep in mind.
Yep. Okay, so Jacques, you reply to Brett, and then we move on to agenda item number 9. Which is the summary for the TLDOps members and CCNSO community. I don't think that we discussed any major issues during this call, so I'll just put together a miscellaneous survey with all these topics in there that we discussed. So it's going to be brief.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's move on to any other business, Jacques?
No, nothing that we didn't cover today.
Okay. Erwin?
Nope.
Okay. Warren?
Nope. All happy.
Okay. Good. That's good to hear. Kim, anything else?
Yeah, just a couple things. I put it in chat. Remember to finish the survey or do the survey for the next call. Right now it looks like the 19th, but I'll resend that survey, the doodle.
Okay.
And just a reminder, we are meeting Monday, 8 to 9. And as I mentioned in chat, I will try to have coffee in the room for that early session.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you, Kim. Okay, so I don't have anything else myself either. So with that, I propose we wrap it up, and I'll share the summary with you all somewhere next week.